John 16:33, Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Jesus never spoke to us about our faith in him exempting us from the troubles and the trials of the world. In fact, that scripture is very powerful. It says, in the world, you shall have tribulation. Tribulation is a word that expresses persecution, attack, hardship, trials, difficulties, tests, being pressed upon. It's a very descriptive word of things that you can expect when you live in the world. And we all live in the world. The Bible says you are in the world, but not of the world. So being a Christian does not exempt us from tribulation. In fact, as I read the scripture to you, it says, in this world you will have tribulation. So some people will say, well, why would I want to be a Christian then if I am not exempted from tribulation? If being a follower of Christ does not exempt me or does not save me or keep me from having to go through all these terrible things, then why do I want to be a Christian? Well, the reason that you want to be a Christian is because our faith in Christ guarantees us his presence with us. And the most important thing in your life and my life is the presence of Jesus with us. Now, the scripture that I just quoted to you says that you might have peace. "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace," Jesus said. That's his will for you. That's his promise for you, for me, that we might have peace in him. Not that there's not turmoil and tribulation around us, even trying to press in upon us, but we can have peace. That's why you want to be a child of God. That's why you want to be a Christian, because you can have peace in the midst of the turmoil. Peace in the midst of the storm. As I said, our faith in Christ does not exempt us from storms, but it gives us the assurance that he's with us in the storm. And friend, how powerful is that, that you can have peace in the midst of the storm? That you can be at peace regardless of what is transpiring in the atmosphere and the environment, and the culture, and the society, and everything that's going on around us, all the confusion, all the insanity, all the satanic activity and works that are so destructive and so harmful, so perverse and so wicked and so evil. And yet, in the midst of all of that tribulation, you can have peace in him. I love the scripture that says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. You know, how do I get peace? I get peace not just because I think about Jesus. I get peace in him. He says in the scripture, in him we live, we move, we have our being. I live in him. He lives in me. He is the Prince of Peace. He brings peace to my soul. He brings a calm, a tranquility. He brings an assurance that I can make it. He brings an assurance that I'm going to get through this. He brings an assurance that it doesn't matter what comes or what goes, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the greatest possible news that I could share with you today. That in the midst of all the confusion and in the midst of all the craziness of the world, you can have peace in Jesus. Hallelujah.